This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Erlene McMichael talks to philanthropist and Emmy Award-winning composer Peter Buffett. The son of billionaire Warren Buffett was recently in town for an event sponsored by the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. But first, the city of Kalamazoo will hold its election in November under a new format approved by voters last year. The changes to the city charter mean that the mayor will be elected separately every 2 years, and city commissioners will eventually all be elected to 4-year terms, with 3 commission seats up for election every 2 years. We're going to discuss some of the ways that cities conduct elections with Western Michigan University political science professor Susan Hoffman. Her research and teaching focuses on urban politics, among other things. Before teaching, Hoffman held a number of positions for the city of Cleveland. She also worked in the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Susan Hoffman, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Gordon.
Let's talk a little bit about differences that might break down by size of city. Is it more likely that you'll have a certain type of city government if your city, say, has under 100,000 people?
It's increasingly less likely that the formal arrangements for city government are going to vary by size. In the past, we said unequivocally that large cities had the old mayor-council form of government. Middle-sized cities, suburban cities, tended to have the council-manager form of government, like we have here in Kalamazoo and in Portage. And then small cities, again, would have the mayor-council form of government. But in recent years, the commission-manager form, it has surpassed the old mayor-council form. More than 50% of cities overall use that form. Even the big cities, about half are using that form. And throughout the mid-range, the majority of cities are using this council-manager form as they have done for some decades.
And briefly spell out for us, what is the commissioner-manager form of city government?
The council-manager form of city government is like the governance arrangement for a company, if you will. And the city council is elected at large. Sometimes that city council is called the city commission. Sometimes it's called the city council. It's elected at large, and that city council selects city manager. The city manager then reports only to the city council. The city manager, in turn, is responsible for managing the agencies, the administrative bureaucracy.
Is the system that Kalamazoo is in the middle of transitioning to, this year is kind of a transition year for this election system because the entire city commission is up for election, but that will not be the case in the future. Is that becoming more common where city commissioners or city council members get 4-year terms and they are staggered every 2 years?
I'm not sure about the incidence of that. The reason for doing it is that cities are trying to ensure that they have continuity on their city councils.
The city of Kalamazoo is going to directly elect its mayor this year for the first time, maybe ever, perhaps a long time ago it was done that way. In the past, the mayor was the city commission candidate who got the most votes. But as you noted here, Kalamazoo is one of these cities which runs under a commission manager format. Why should the mayor be elected separately if they don't necessarily have any more power?
This is a real interesting question. And in the case of the separate election of the mayor, I can speak to the increasing incidence. More cities that have the commission manager form are turning to the separate and direct election of the mayor. And political scientists do have some empirical evidence for why that's happening. As the community becomes larger, it may become more diverse in terms of the population groups that are represented in the community, the business interests that are represented in the community. The politics may, in fact, become more contentious, more difficult. There may be more conflict. That old commission manager form that we've had for 100 years now is premised on the idea that the city has a unitary interest and that reasonable people together can find that one unitary interest. But what if, in fact, there are legitimate differences of opinion, legitimate differences of interest in the community? What we find is that voters, citizens accept the legitimacy of a mayor who runs separately. The fact that that mayor runs separately and is elected by the voters gives the mayor a lot of legitimacy. City managers are trying to step up to the plate and provide this leadership in communities. City managers increasingly see their roles as including the provision of mediating interests, providing political leadership, but city managers lack the legitimacy that's provided by direct election by the voters. So it isn't always enough in voters' minds.
One thing that Kalamazoo has not done with these election changes is go to wards. Mm-hmm. There are cities that do that, including Battle Creek has sort of a modified system. They have four commissioners elected at large, and then they have five who are elected in wards. What does a ward system bring to the table? What are some of the arguments that say a ward system is a good idea?
Well, if we could back up historically in the United States, before we had this commission manager form of government, which we've had for 100 years now, we had a mayor council form of government. And in that mayor council form of government, the people on the city council tended to be elected by wards. They were elected from separate districts, like at the state level or at the national level. And taking us back in history, we had large cities where city government was becoming difficult, complex, and in some cases corrupt. And there was a big reform movement in the latter part of the 19th century and into the early 20th century to try to figure out how we could change the problematic aspects of city government. In the process of doing that, some of the leading reformers wanted to move away from the ward system toward election at large because they viewed the ward system as giving voice to particularistic interests in the community instead of this citywide public interest that they thought we could find. Those particularistic interests in the community were often the interests of neighborhood-based ethnic immigrants and their descendants. So it was kind of intentional at the time to move away from the ward system, to take the voice away from concentrated ethnic populations, right? Concentrated diverse populations. So now as we move forward in history, well, we might want to give that voice back to neighborhoods. There may be reasons to give voice back to neighborhoods. In 1965, we had the Voting Rights Act. After that, political scientists started looking at these different electoral arrangements. I mean, we not only want to ensure that concentrated minority groups get to vote, we'd like to ensure that concentrated minority groups have the opportunity to elect people who represent their viewpoints. And it has been found in the social science research since 1965 that if we move back to a ward-based system, we're more likely to get representatives on the city council who would represent groups that concentrate in neighborhoods or geographically concentrated minority groups. They may be African Americans in some communities, they will be Latinos in some communities, and of course in the West there may be Asians in some communities who are more likely to be elected if we move to a ward-based system.
You have a quote from the reform movement which spells out why at least some people wanted to move away from a ward system to an at-large system for electing a city council or city commission. Can you share that with us?
Sure. This was a piece that was written by one of the leading reformers of that era, Andrew D. White, and it's a published piece. White was a founder of Cornell University, one of the first presidents of Cornell University, a U.S. diplomat to Germany and to Russia, served in the New York State Legislature. And as he was making the case for moving away from a ward-based system, what Professor White said is that under the previous theory, or the theory that he wanted to move away from, the ward-based system, a crowd of illiterate peasants freshly raked in from Irish bogs or Bohemian mines or Italian robber nests may exercise virtual control. How such men govern cities, he said, we know too well, and as a rule, they are not alive even to their own direct interests. So, yeah, it kind of substantiates the case that the reformers wanted to dilute voices of ethnic minorities.
Is the system that a city uses one piece of the puzzle here, and I guess I wonder how important a piece of the puzzle is in terms of determining who sits on a city council or commission compared to other things such as the demographics of the city, the income, the education levels. How much does the rules that you kind of set forth for how people get elected influence the ultimate result of who does win elections?
That's an excellent question, and you must have talked to enough political scientists to know that this is a debate. The profession, you know, how much do institutions matter? How much do the rules of the game matter and who gets elected? And I think that, you know, our findings over the last decades, in particular about this ward-based versus at-large election, demonstrate that institutions do matter, or the rules of the game do matter. Similarly, the movement toward the directly elected mayor shows us that institutions do matter in a kind of an interesting way. We have found, political scientists have found, that as commission manager cities do become big and diverse, they often want to change their legal form to the older mayor-council format in order to ensure that the kinds of incorporation functions are performed that we talked about a little bit earlier. But they've found that if a commission manager city moves to the directly elected mayor, so this is a change in the form, this is a change in the legal arrangement, well, then that commission manager city is likely to be able to persist. The electorate won't feel like they need to move away from their commission manager city altogether by making this tweak in their formal arrangement.
Susan Hoffman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Susan Hoffman is a Western Michigan University political science professor. Links with more information and stories on next week's election can be found at WMUK.org.